Over 39,000 students are preparing to sit the Grade 6 Achievement Test in another few days. Up next, Chief Education Officer Dr. Grace McLean provides an update on the Education Ministry's readiness for the exam set for March 17 and 18. She also has tips for parents and teachers as they prepare students for GSAT. Dr. McLean was speaking in an interview with Ian Boyne.
We have already dispatched timetables to the schools. We have also started the preparation of our presiding examiners as well as our invigilators. And we expect to have all the papers dispatched and be ready within the centers for our students to sit their exams on Thursday and Friday.
And the important things that the parents should look out for, should ensure?
Yes, it's very important for the next three or so days that our parents and our teachers as well try to keep our students calm. Mm-hmm. They would have been preparing themselves over the last 3 years. And I know certainly within the last year, they would have done a lot of practice. They would have tried to consolidate the concepts. And so within the next 3 days, it is very important that we try to keep them calm. Try to allow them to do fun things. Try to allow them to focus on other things within their childhood as against focusing on the examination itself. And this is very important because you do not want to build up a lot of pressure and a lot of anxiety to the point where they are not able to remember the concepts and the principles. It is also very important that our students understand that the examination is not going to be only about recalling in terms of what they would have done on practice papers. It will be about their ability to read the questions carefully, to analyze the responses, and to make a determination as to which is the best response for a particular question. And so it is not about trying to identify some keywords that you see in a question and immediately move to an answer, but it is to think critically. Sometimes we make the mistake that because there are multiple choice questions, they are only recall questions, but that is not so. These questions will stimulate the students' thought so that they can break down the question, determine exactly what is being asked, and as a result of that determination, then they select the best answer. It is also very, very important, Ian, that our students relax as much as possible because they are very young. Sometimes when they see keywords that they would have seen or questions that look similar, they have the tendency to just move to the answer. And once they move to the answer, then they move over to the answer sheet to do the shading. It is critical that they make sure that they match the questions on the question booklet with the questions on the answer sheet. So, for example, science goes from 1 to 60, and you are going to be shading in each question. It's very important that they ensure that question 1 is shaded in the correct bubble for question 1. And that should carry through right through to the 60th question. This can be proved to be very dangerous if a student should miss one question. Let's say you miss question 4 and you place that answer, let's say, in question 5. Then it simply means that it's going to throw off all your questions. So there has to be effective eye and hand coordination. And at the same time, they must ensure that they are shading in the best possible answers. It's very critical, Ian, that parents, for example, get the students to understand that sometimes it is not even about the amount of content that they know. It's about the techniques that are used within the examination. And over time, when we do our analysis of the question papers, these are some of the challenges where we see students who would have otherwise gotten very, very good grades because of the techniques that they use in terms of responding to the questions, then they would not have done very well.
Chief Education Officer Dr. Grace McLean speaking in an interview with Ian Boyne.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.